Crosswalk Talk Radio is a production of Crosswalk Life, Inc. Join Carlotta Waldman for a prophetic worldview, end times news, and live prophetic ministry.
Declare it with me. This is the year of release, of favor, a jubilee year. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on us because the Lord has anointed us to proclaim good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and to release the prisoners from darkness, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God. We say Jesus Christ is King of Kings. Jehovah God loves us with a perfect love and casts out all our fears. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to equip us. We are your ambassadors. We're your end times witnesses, complete in Christ, lacking nothing. We're Jehovah God's voice, His love, His power to others, and we release Jesus Christ, the fullness of the Godhead, to live through us.
Hello, hello, hello. Isn't it good to be back? I don't know. I think I've been gone a couple of years, it seems like. But I have missed you, and I am looking forward to hearing from you tonight. One of the reasons I've been gone is I kept waiting for my throat to clear up. I've tried some things, you know, natural supplements online, tried prayer, of course. And it's still a little hoarse. Maybe it's my age, but I don't want to confess that. So I'm just asking for your prayers to help you make it through it. Well, I keep clearing my throat over and over. But anyway, we're back. Such as we are back. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Now, if you're not familiar with Crosswalk Talk Radio, what that means is you can click the link to listen with your device online, or you can call in by phone. And when you call in, you can just listen. Or if you push number one, that will put you in the queue. And I can see your phone number, and I'll know you're listening. Hallelujah. That will encourage me. And if you push number one and you would like prophetic ministry, then when I can, I will call on you and I will say something like, area code 904, welcome to the program. Would you like ministry tonight? If so, share your first name and your city or state, please. And then when you do that, and I unmute you as well, then you can participate on the program. That means you can not only listen, you can comment, you can ask questions, or you can request prayer or request personal prophetic ministry. Hallelujah. If you request ministry, I'd advise you to note what time it is when I begin to minister to you. That way, when this program goes into the archives, after we begin and end, it will go in the archives, and you can go back to that. Say it's 9.5 minutes. You can go back to that point, especially if you're watching it on your iPad or laptop. You can move the cursor to 9.5 minutes, and you can play and pause and play and pause until you have time to write your prophetic word out. I strongly encourage you, if the Lord chooses to prophesy to you anytime or anywhere, please, please take time to write it out. I've kept a whole notebook, got pretty thick, of prophetic words over the last, well, since 1992, I guess. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. And so I'm stalling just a little bit. Give a couple of you time to get on here. What this program is about, sometimes I teach a little bit, especially if I have a minute where I don't have a caller in the queue, but mostly we hear from God. What we have in common is we want to hear God's voice more than any other. Amen. And I'm just going to call on you one by one, and we're going to listen to God. Now, I don't know who you are. I just know your phone number. If I had time and the full information so that I could look you up ahead of time, I would not. I would not, because it's much easier for me to hear God's voice for you if I don't know anything. If I have met you before, I just ask the Holy Spirit to speak to me, and only the Holy Spirit should speak to me. I don't want to minister to you out of natural knowledge, and I certainly am not going to research or look up, even if I recognize your name, because we all want to hear from God. Amen. Please pray for me. I'm going to drink a little bit of my lemonade. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just love you. We invite your spirit again, spirit of wisdom and counsel and understanding, power and might and fear of the Lord. We just invite you to fill. Oh, my goodness. In the name of Jesus. I cancel every assignment against my voice. Amen. Let me look at this phone and see if I can figure out which one is the mute. I don't know. I better not mess with that. I'll wind up forgetting to unmute it. But, Lord, we just thank you for your presence, for your power, for your anointing. And we choose to just learn from you tonight. You are the one we want to hear from. And I just thank you, Lord, that when I open my mouth, you fill it. I thank you that you've commanded us in 1 Corinthians 14:1 to covet the best gifts, earnestly desire spiritual gifts, and especially to prophesy. So we are obeying you tonight, Lord, and we know that you always have something to say. Amen, amen. Okay, so here's how it goes. I see a caller here who is push number one, and there's plenty of room for the rest of you. So please don't leave me with just one caller tonight. It'd be a mighty short program. But I'm going to look at that number, and I'm going to say area code 361. Welcome to the program. What is your first name and city, please?
This is Christina, and I am from... this is Christina, and I'm from Texas.
Hallelujah. Good old Texas. God has brought me back to Texas 4 or 5 times. I just love going to Texas. So how are you, Christina?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good for having just had another birthday, but better than the alternative, amen? So we
That's
thank
right.
You.
We praise Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You just keep us going. You keep us refired, not retired. Empowered, not powerless. Amen. Thank you,
yes.
Lord. So would you like prayer or personal prophetic ministry? What would you like, Christina?
I would like a prophetic word, please.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for Christina and all the ways that you have gifted her. I thank you that you have just poured so much into her. Lord, we are just humbled when we think about it. The ways that you have brought connections our way. Oh, Lord, we just thank you for the people that you have brought to mentor Christina. Oh, the precious, precious ways that you have chosen to pour your love into her. And we thank you, Lord, for the purposes and plans that you have for her. And I just hear the Lord saying that it's like I see all these flower pots. And they're the nice kind that are clay, you know, and they drain well so that the plants don't ever get flooded and die. But I see so many flower pots, and these represent the different ways that our loving Heavenly Father has poured into you over the years. And at first there was an enemy that would come along, and he would try to break all the pots and destroy the seeds that I have been sowing into you, but he has not succeeded. He has not succeeded. The Lord, I am so pleased
so pleased with my garden and you. And certainly this is a super bloom season, a super bloom year, and a super bloom decade. And you are just going to be asking me for humility, the Lord says, because when you begin to see how I can multiply these pots, because you would think in the natural, you might think, well, things can't multiply very well when they're in flower pots. But the Lord says, it's just the beauty of my design that I'm trying to describe to you. Just the beauty of my design. And, oh, here it is, Christina. It makes it easier to share them because they're already seeded and grown in pots. And I can multiply the pots just like the prophet asked the widow, what do you have in your house? And the reason he asked her was not just to take her last oil and grain and starve her and her son to death. He asked her because he was going to multiply whatever she already had. So the Lord says, I have been diligently sowing into your life all these years. And while you might think, I don't need to tell you what all that is because you already know, what I'm trying to emphasize tonight, the Lord says, is that I have thought ahead of time how to make you a reproducer of reproducers. And so while you didn't know it, I was sowing the seeds into these nice clay pots already. You've never had to buy another pot. I've been multiplying them. I've been furnishing them. But the Lord says, in the future now, you're going to just feel an impression from me. And I think he was trying to make a joke about sharing the pot. But anyway, the Lord says, you're going to hear me impress you to share one of the pots with the next person that you connect with, and you're going to say, well, Lord, which pot? There's so many. You've sowed so many kinds of seeds, and the Lord says, I will direct you. Or, in rare case, it might be share a lot of them, but I will direct you. The important thing to note tonight is the seeds are already sown. They've already germinated. They've already developed roots now, most of them. And all you're going to have to do is hear my voice and to know which ones to share. Because you've come to a place, because of your faithfulness and your persistence, your perseverance in the midst of many, many trials, even when you were a child, as you know, the Lord says you've come to a place now where many of the pots are already brimming over and they have got to be shared. They've got to be. You know, they can't keep multiplying the same pot. So when you give that person one of the pots that's already been sown and has mature little plants in it, then that person can just do what? They can begin to divide it up, put it into other pots. And the Lord says, it's been my pleasure. I'm just like pulling back the curtain tonight so that you can see just how many there already are. Because I, the Lord says, I have been faithful to water them just the right amount. I've been faithful to fertilize them. But now it's up to you to divide them. This is a good kind of division where you're going to say, who gets what, Lord? And I'm going to show you which pot is for who or how many. And not to worry. Not to worry. You will never run out. It just brings tears.
Thank you.
You know, we when we plant a garden, Christina, we, you know, watch over that little seed. You can't dig it up and examine it every day, but we watch over it. And the Lord has been watching over the seed that he has sown through you. And he's just been so happy. But now he's pulling the curtain back so you can see pots as far as you can see. And you need to get busy now that you know and share them so those people can begin to reproduce, And they will divide up the pots too. Okay?
Amen. Yes.
Can you
can I
you relate to that?
Absolutely.
Can you?
Yes.
I imagine you've had a garden or two.
I do. Yes.
Well, this one's bigger than you think. Okay, we'll take note of the time. If you'd like to go back after this archives, in about 20 or 30 minutes after the program, this will be in the archive. And if you open it with your cell phone, it may not let you rush the cursor over where you want it to be. But I know on a laptop or iPad, you can rush that cursor right over to where your prophetic word started and push play and pause and begin to write it out so that you can war with it and agree with it, and angels will attend the word of the Lord. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to put you back on mute, but you can continue to stay on here and listen if you like, or you can go on over to your device and listen there.
Okay. Awesome.
Bless you, bless you. Big hugs.
Yep. Big hug. Blessings.
Blessings to you. Okay. Thank you, Lord. I imagine somebody else could identify with that word, too, and that it's not just Christina. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Is somebody else ready? Let's see. I'm trying to see. Oh, my husband's on here. He's been holding the longest, but he said he doesn't want to help me do this. So he intercedes. Bless his heart. I just love him for interceding. Okay. Now we've done that. Let's try area code 979. Welcome to the program. What's your first name and city, please?
This is Kim from Wharton.
Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well.
All right. All right. You know, it's a little bit frustrating because I ask people, but then I can't keep asking them more because I don't want to know the news because I want to hear it from God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we'll be on here a few minutes. Thank you, Lord. I always want to give you time to share a little testimony as well. Thank you, Lord. And again, I don't have the slightest idea what God wants to say. I'm just going to open my mouth and believe he's going to fill it. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you that you even want to talk to us. I thank you, Lord, that you said you created us and designed us so you could not only talk to us or at us, but live in us and talk through us. We thank you, thank you, thank you. We just thank you, Lord. Oh, the Lord says, you have no idea, Kim. You just have no idea. You have dared to imagine, and you have heard bits and pieces from other people of what I want to do through you. But Kim, you have been so diligent. The Lord says, I've seen your diligence in the word, in my presence. And the Lord says, you have no idea as you continue to spend time in my presence and welcoming the glory that I want to surround you with. The glory that will follow or come from inside, rather, but the glory will be so strong on you when you're faithful in my presence, when you're faithful to seek me first above everything. Keep hearing this one thing over and over, Kim, and it's enough, isn't it? The Lord says it's my desire to fill you with my glory, to surround you with my glory, and that my glory will precede you and follow you everywhere you go. And it's not something you perform, as you know, not something you act out. It's not even something you have to talk about. There'll be times when I speak about the glory through you so that other people can become familiar with me, know me, and know what the glory is about. But, Kim, I just hear the Lord saying glory, glory, glory over and over until I called on you tonight, I was not thinking about that. This is truly and uniquely for you. Now, it's not that other people can't have it. And the Lord says, I will make my glory so obvious on you that other people will want it, because they're going to know this is the tangible presence of God that I ask you about, God. They're going to say, God, I've been asking you if there's some way that you can live through me, and other people are blessed by it and know it, not to show off, but that they will know, just like they could see the power of God was on Peter and Paul or different apostles as they walked down the street. The Lord says, that's my desire. I can trust you with it. And that's saying a lot, because if I surround you and fill you with my glory and you become proud, then that ruins it. We have to start over, right? We have to go back to square one and start over. But I can trust you because you are now at a level of maturity where you will know that all you want to do is glorify me, and that's what the glory is about. It's about glorifying me. And the Lord says it's not that I need to be pumped up, but I created you for that kind of relationship. And even others that are hearing this prophetic word tonight, don't be jealous. Don't try to copy it. I mean, you can read about it in my word, but the Lord says, as you seek me first, as you spend that time in my presence, and know that that's the best use of your time, as you let time with me have a bigger spot in your schedule, then you can just say, Lord, that's me too. I just want to glorify you, and I don't want people to have to wonder if I'm a Christian or have to wonder who I serve. Lord, I welcome you. I welcome you to express yourself. I want to be an expression of your love and power, and I want you to glorify yourself and make that tangible presence just available so that the most doubting Thomas or the most stubborn atheist will know, I can't deny this. This is the glory of God here and now. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Can you relate to that?
I can. I've been meditating on an experience I had with Jesus early in my Christian walk, where I actually met him face to face and he held me, and my husband actually thought I had died because
what?
I stopped breathing. But I was in the presence of Jesus for a time, but my husband was so frantic that my spirit came back to my body so that my husband wouldn't panic. But I often wonder what else the Lord was going to show me in that encounter, you know. But when Jesus held me, I've never been held like that before, held by love like that. It was amazing.
Well, now we all want it. Okay, I'm going to ask you all to raise your hands. Raise your hands if you think God wants to meet with Kim like that again, okay? Okay, we're all believing, Kim. But whatever you didn't hear that time, there's more.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba. Thank you, Abba.
Thank you.
I was worshiping on Saturday. I was worshiping, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said that he was going to give me a greater anointing. So your word is a confirmation of what the Lord told me on Saturday.
Oh, thank you, Lord. That was quick, too. We love it, Lord, when you confirm it right away.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Okay,
Carmen.
Well, I'm going to put, you're welcome, welcome, welcome. I sure do love you. God loves
I
you.
Love.
People are going to love you and love just to be around you for that glory anointing. Amen.
Woo-hoo. I love it. Thank you, Abba.
Thank you, Father. We love you. Okay, now I'm going to put Kim back on mute here, and I think that means you would have to push number one again if you want to call in again. I'm not going to hit the X, though, because I don't want to force you off. I want you to be able to stay connected if you want to. But if you feel led to call back in a little bit later or something, you can certainly hang up and you can call back, and that'll put you in a new place here in the queue. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody pray for my voice. I am his voice in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, this next one might be a credit card caller. I'm not trying to talk about your finances. I'm just saying it's all ones. So it's not an area code, but it's 111. And if that might be you, if you called in on a credit card, go ahead and come on. You're on the air. You could say your name and city, please. Yes, I hear you. What's your name and city, please? Maybe they didn't need to push one. But if you want prophetic ministry or prayer, this is the time to say, hello, Carlotta. My name is. Okay. Apparently not. All right, no problem. Everybody's learning. I'm having to remember how all this works. I'm just glad the technology is working as much as it is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Oh, I've got two or three more callers. But don't let that hold you up. Come on. What that means is go ahead and call and get in the queue. All right. Area code 727. Welcome to the program. What is your name and city, please?
Hi, Carlotta. This is Jan in Florida, Tampa Bay.
Oh, my gosh. Jan in Florida. This is really taking me back. My faithful call-in friend from Florida. How are you, Jan?
Oh, by the grace of God, I'm doing well. God has recent infirmities.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now I'm feeling mixed feelings because I wish I had called and checked on you sooner. But if I had, then I'd know in the natural what's going on with you. So it's just as well I didn't, I guess. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my goodness. Everybody, please, let's cancel every assignment of the enemy in Jesus' mighty name. Every assignment of the enemy against my voice is canceled. I'm telling you, it was not the day hour, but it was not. Well, if you can stand it, I can stand it. I've been off the air a long time. Woo. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're Jehovah Rapha, our healer. I thank you that you're Jehovah Shaman, our presence. You're always with us. I thank you that you're Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, this is different, but I feel just to take time to do one more thing, Jan. I want to ask, please, everybody that's hearing this now or later in the archives, to join together with us in the power of the prayer of agreement. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Son of God Most High, to cast out this spirit of infirmity off the whole planet is what I want.
Yes.
I hardly know anybody that's anything for the Lord that hasn't had an attack on their voice, their lungs, you know, their energy, something where the enemy is trying to hold us back. Something. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
But in my case, I'm... Jesus. Go ahead.
I just was thanking him for his body and his blood. He took it all.
Yes.
I identify with that.
Yes, let's go ahead and say that. I have a lot of good things in that pre-recorded intro that I got. That's one way to make your intro come across clear, is record it ahead of time. But we just plead the blood of Jesus over every one of us, everybody we care about, everything we care about. We plead the blood of Jesus over it. And for those of you that don't know, Jesus shed his blood and died on the cross not only so that we could be forgiven, not only that, but we could take everything that's a fleshly structure that's not Jesus, that even opposes Jesus. We can take all of this to Jesus, and he will bring it to death on the cross. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord. The blood has not lost its power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jan, the Lord says, I've called you to be my mighty warrior. And as you know, your training has been mostly in war, mostly in the battlefield. And the Lord says, people are beginning to learn as they observe you, Jan. Don't say that a woman can't do it. Don't say that God won't use a woman. Don't tell a woman that she can't do what she's already doing. Because, Jan, you are so submitted to me, the Lord says. You are just so submitted to me that it just wouldn't matter where I ask you to go or what I ask you to do. You're going to believe. You're going to believe that whatever God wants to do, he can do it through me. You're going to believe that whatever God wants to say, he can say it through me. And the Lord, it's because of that that you're so wholly given to me. And right now I'm just seeing like a map that has different states or different countries and different colors. And the Lord, in his mind and his thinking, he already has kind of like a push pin or attack, you know, in so many of those because of your powerful, powerful, powerful intercession. You've already been there. You've already been to those places. And some of your prayers just go to almost all of them. But the Lord says, don't doubt that whatever I ask you to pray, that it, you know, crashes and burns or something on its way to that destination. No, I have made you like a, you know, I don't know the term to use, Jan. Lord, what is it? Jet fighters that can, anyway, the Lord says, when I put those coordinates in your spirit, it's just as effective as if you had gone there, or more effective than if you had gone there in these powerful jets that can just take out Satan's strongholds and his, you know, he's targeted by those jets and we can take them out, you and I together. And I want you to really picture that those strongholds are just shattered. They're torn down. They're not just weakened. It's not just weaker for a week or two. The Lord says, you have a powerful, powerful, powerful anointing of intercession. And you've been wondering, Lord, how am I going to accomplish your plans and purposes when I'm this weak myself? But not to worry, the Lord says. I'm going to bring all that into balance. Right now, I am teaching you more how you can work through the spiritual realm and that you don't have to wear yourself out going everywhere in person. But the Lord says, like I transported Philip, I knew Philip's priorities were in order. Because even though he had successful meetings, you might say a revival or something going on already, when I asked him to drop everything and let me just transport him right over to that Ethiopian eunuch because he needed help reading the Word of God, and he needed to be saved, and he needed to be baptized. The Lord says, you have demonstrated to me, you have proven to me, over and over and over, whatever my priority is, that's your priority. And you won't say, but God, I've got this big meeting going on. I can't go right now. You have learned. There's no but God. There's no later. There's no tomorrow with my timing. And the Lord says, you've been so submitted to me. You are just such a blessing to me. Such a blessing to me, because the last thing I need is arguments from my people. The Lord says timing is very important in warfare, right? Timing is very, very important. And this is why I have been able to raise you up, why I will continue to raise you up levels, you might say, because you know how to say, yes, sir. And if I tell you to jump, you might say, how high? But you won't say later. You won't say, well, I haven't finished the last thing you gave me. No lip from you. I thank you, Lord, for Jan. I just thank you for her. And the Lord said, I've called you to be a multiplier also. But remember, you can only multiply Christ in you, the Spirit of God in you, and what you are. You can't multiply something if you have not laid hold of that yourself, if you have not submitted to it. If you've not been wholly given to it, you can't multiply it to someone else. But I thank you, Jan, that you have made that your priority. You have chosen to reproduce whatever I am in you. You just give me freedom, and you say, like, any time, God, anywhere, any place, with anybody. Amen?
Amen.
All right.
I'm so grateful it feels that way about me because, yeah, sometimes
a little bit louder,
I have a question. Oh. I'm so grateful that he feels that way about me. And not that I've questioned my effectiveness so much, but my timing, you know, and like you were talking about places related to that and strategies and, you know, but that really touched my heart that the Lord said all those things. It really strengthened me from the inside. I could hear him speaking straight through you.
All right. Lord, I thank you that you do know. You not only know when we need you and we're crying out for our own sake, but you also see when we obey, when it's our privilege to be an expression of you. And I thank you, Lord. We're never in this by ourselves, you know?
Mm-mm.
Never in it by ourselves. We never have to beg you, Lord, to show up. That's the last thing we have to do. What we need to do is just spend more time in your presence. It's like you're waiting for us to show up. But I thank you, Lord, that you've given Jan that ability to reproduce these things that you've deposited in her so we can be effective warriors, whether we're male or female, whatever country and nationality or ethnic group. It doesn't matter. And I thank you, Lord, that you love us all, red and yellow, black or white. You love us all, and you're just happy to live through us. And, Lord, I just have to thank you. You know, you're not saving us just so we can go to heaven and be on eternal vacation. I thank you that you are excited about living through us. Woohoo! Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Amen. Thank
okay.
you. Thank you so much. Bless you, Carlotta. Thank you.
Bless you. I sure do love you. And Jan is one of the few that's on here tonight that used to call in. And when we were on, like I said, took a year or two off from this and did other things. Been very busy. And I heard somebody murmuring, thinking I was depressed or something. I'm not depressed, and I wasn't depressed. I have been busy. And we have been getting ready for a big expansion in our ministry. And so don't ever think I'm off of here because I'm depressed. But I do want my voice to be totally healed. I need a miracle. Amen. Okay. Let's take another caller, all right? Area code 310, welcome to the program. What's your name and city, please?
Well, my name is Patty Brown, and I am in Los Angeles.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What would you like tonight? Did you want to make a comment, ask a question, or have prayer or prophecy?
Well, make a comment, and I'll never refuse someone praying for me. I just am so grateful to God that you are on, and the prophecies for people just bring up so much of the promises of God that remind me of Scripture, and I'm so grateful for that.
Yes, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your word never comes back void. We thank you the angels hearken to your word, and they rush to our side to assist us as we speak your word. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Lord, I just thank you for the angels that I see surrounding Patty, surrounding her home, shoulder to shoulder, armed and ready. I see them very thick in her town, that there is so much warfare going on where she lives.
Yes,
yes. So much warfare. It's just incredible. I thank you for your angels have been working overtime to try to preserve Patty and her health, because she is an important intercessor in your kingdom. But I see where the enemy has tried to come in all your lifetime with lies to confuse you, to bring confusion in about your identity, confusion about how to discern others, to bring disappointment, whatever he could to slow you down, hold you back. And I just thank you, Lord, that these angels, they're like in camo. You know, they don't look like pretty little angels. They're like in camo, and they are ready. They're ready. There's like surrounding your building saying, bring it on. Bring it on. We're ready. And Patty, I just hear the Lord saying, you should have seen what it would have been like in your area if these angels weren't there. In fact, the area wouldn't even be there anymore. But the Lord says, I am so pleased. It's been my pleasure to bless you, to multiply you in so many ways. It's been my way, my blessing to set you up as a steward so that you can, you know, have the pleasure and enjoyment of distributing funds for my sake. And the Lord says, not to worry. Not to worry. It seems like your answers may be slow in coming. The Lord says, I hear you. Slow in coming. But the Lord says, they will come in time. Do not grow weary. Speak the word. Just keep speaking the word. And the Lord says, I want to bring along a couple of intercessors. I'm not sure if you have your phone on speaker.
Oh,
I'm
I
hearing
did.
A
I'll
big
take it
echo.
Off. Is that better?
Yeah, it might
okay,
be
sorry.
Easier for you to hear it and write it out later. But the Lord says, know that you know that you know that I have been preparing you. In fact, you're practically prepared. But the Lord says the enemy has tried to convince you that some of his people that are actually on the enemy side are good guys. The Lord says, tonight I just want to give you an impartation of increased discernment, because there have been some people that have gotten very, very close to you that you think are, you know, good guys. They're good guys, Lord. But the Lord says, I want to open your eyes to some things. I want to open your eyes Of course, I love everybody, the Lord says, but I want to open your ears to hear what's going on in the spiritual realm, that some of these people are in agreement with the devil. And they have spoken things that are hanging out there in the spiritual realm that are in covenant with the devil. And some of their ancestors were too. It's a bloodline thing. The Lord says, the enemy not only tracks you, he not only follows you, and he not only identifies you, but he like tags you. Trying to think of the right word. But the Lord says it's not only the enemy in this generation, but the enemy has been preparing to take you out for generations. And not only that, but he has tried, but thank God he's not succeeded. In the past, he's tried to get you even in covenant with people that are in covenant with the devil big time. Big time. And the Lord says, and I spared you, but tonight I'm imparting to you new levels of discernment because it's not easy. It's like they're cloaked and you can't see who they really are and what they're up to. You have to ask me specifically to take the cloak off and show you. And sometimes you'll be disappointed. You know, discernment is a tough gift because when you find out what people really think and do, it can be very disappointing. But the Lord says, I think you're ready now. I think you're ready to know. And so if you are, just ask me, say, Lord, I want that extra level of discernment. And I'm prepared to believe you that you will protect me as I know more and more about what's really going on. Thank you, Lord. I think that's all I better say on the air.
Well, thank you so much. And I must say, the Lord just is so good and always there for us. I've had a rough time, some of it in discernment and some of it just being knocked out health-wise, where I could not do certain things that normally I would be able to, simple things, some business with my apartment, this and trying to get it just, and I thought, God, what is this? How could this have happened? How did I miss the mark? What do I have to do going forward? And I knew some things were, remember that everything on earth is going on in the spiritual realm. You know, it's not the individuals. And I've been praying for discernment and going over and rehearsing the blessings that got me through when I didn't even know what to ask for.
Right.
Didn't know, but God made a way just right there. And kind of been in that. To hear. I also will say, I know one of the things that I thought about that was so helpful to me, I really felt I had been cursed, you know, just something was bizarre. And I was so glad. And I searched, I went a lot of places. And when I did the restoration ministry, and I know there's more, and I know I still feel that there's just something coming I haven't conquered, but that helped me so much on that spiritual journey to freedom and more discernment. I encourage anyone to look into that if they have.
Thank you, thank you.
Door still, and I'm
a little bit loud.
I better order another book because it's so helpful. Getting more time, but just those comments.
Thank you, Lord. Well, I'm sorry to say, I think she's still there hearing me. I hope so. That she was right. There have been double agents around her that are cursing her. Maybe God had her hang up because he didn't want her to hear that. I don't know. But ask God. We have to be open-minded and ask God, have I been in covenant with any double agents that are actually serving the devil and pretending. Here she is. Okay. So, Patty, what I was just sharing is I really hate to say it, but the impression that I got from what I just prophesied to you is that somebody or some of your friends are actually double agents. Maybe they're not consciously aware of how much they're a double agent, but they're enough of a double agent that when the devil tells them things, they do speak things over you that really are cursing you. And if you ask them if they mean to curse you, they might say no. But the Lord says, at any rate, I'm giving you extra discernment today so that you will know. You will know who is, you might say, authentic, genuine, a genuine friend that you can trust, or just like so many people are today, they think that they're Christians, even good Christians, but because of the lack of training and education and Bible knowledge, they're actually opposing God's word a whole lot of the time. Anyway, I'm sorry, Patty, but ask God. He'll give you as many details as you need. It's not so much that you need details. You just need to be very careful what information you give out. Hallelujah. Okay. Hope you have a good night, Patty.
I will, and I hope you are there. You know, I was cut off. The phone just failed, so I'm so glad we're recorded. And Restoration Prayer Ministry, when I was talking about that, the phone for no reason just went out. I couldn't get back in, but I could hear the last part, and I will listen to the recording. Thank you.
Okay, bless you. Bless you, bless you.
Okay, bless you. Bye-bye.
I'm sorry. I muted her instead of me. I meant to mute me when I was going to cough like that. Oh, Lord. Well, I want you all to know I don't feel sick. This is, we haven't gotten to the bottom of it yet. What exactly it is with my throat. But I'm already trying that Seretain, something online that helps when you're throat gets raspy like this, and it does. I didn't think to take extra before the meeting tonight, though I should have. So we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. I wish this would tell me every time who's been waiting the longest. That would really help. So, area code 704, what's your first name and city, please?
Hello?
What's your first name, please?
I am Terry from North Carolina.
Terry?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Well, Terry, this is so crazy. My, this thing that I've got that I see your names lined up on, it keeps changing order. I don't know why they do that. Thank you, Lord. I just wanted to make sure. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, well, Terry, would you like to make a comment, ask a question, ask for prayer or prophetic ministry?
Prayer and prophetic ministry, whatever the Lord would lead you.
Sure. Yeah. I want to make sure I've got the right. Are you area code 704?
I am.
Okay. I thought I had typed your name in. That way I know who I've ministered to and who I haven't. But it didn't take. So now it's there. Okay.
Okay.
Now we're connected. Hallelujah. Oh, and the Lord says, you know that picture, you may have seen it online somewhere with me dancing with the people, and we're doing the Israeli dance, you know, and we're going back and forth in a circle. Have you ever seen that picture?
Yes.
That's for you. That's for you. The Lord says, I am so pleased with singing and dancing. And the Lord says, I want to do more and more and more of that through you. Do you ever dance unto the Lord, Terry?
I can't say that I do.
Okay, that is just fine, because that just confirms this isn't just more of the same. The Lord is saying, may I have this dance? And, of course, it's not a provocative dance. It's not a worldly dance. But, for instance, what the Lord just mentioned was Israeli dancing. And you might want to get on YouTube or something and look up the Israeli dancing. And oftentimes, and what this picture is of several people, maybe 7, 8, 9, 10, getting in a circle, and they have this little step. It's not hard, this little step that they do back and forth. And there's certain music. Wilbur plays some of that. There's certain music mm-hmm. that goes especially well with the Israeli dance. So if you get on YouTube and you look up that Israeli dancing and Israeli dancing music, the Lord says, I want to expand your ability to do warfare and to minister to me. And what he's reminding me of, Terry, is I was a nurse for 25 years, and it's hard work. It's just hard work. And a lot of times there are many, many spirits in hospitals that are opposing what God wants to do. Of course, there's spirits of death and infirmity. And then there's spirits that try to aggravate the staff so they won't be as effective, on and on. But the Lord used to ask me, even though I had to get up very, very early as a nurse, he would ask me just get up 10 minutes earlier and do like one dance before him, worshiping him. You know, the Lord was really, really protective of David when David was dancing in the streets and his wife yeah. criticized him for it. The Lord says, no, no, no. And he even let her have a curse on her, didn't he?
Yeah.
Because he wanted her to know, you don't criticize my servants who dance unto me. So the Lord says, I want to do a couple of things. I not only want to expand how you worship, expand how you do warfare, but the Lord says, I want you to know that it's a key strategy, it's real, that when I ask you this morning or this afternoon, somewhat, whenever, to do a dance unto me, don't think that's just 7 minutes, you know. Surely it can't accomplish much. The Lord says, my power flows through whatever I ask you to do. And you're going to have fun once you realize if the Lord says, you know, before you go to work, before you go to this meeting, before you go around family, whatever, do this dance unto me, and my power is going to flow through it. My angels are going to join with you. It's not how long it is, the Lord says. It's the sheer faith in me that whatever I ask you to do, it is powerful in my kingdom. Amen?
Amen. 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 Amen.
What does that mean to you, Terry?
What does that mean to me? That means that He wants me to be obedient. He just wants me to listen, hear his voice, and dance. And as I do that, he will join with me, with his angels, and whatever I've got to tackle, he's going to be with me.
Well, and so often God will ask us to do something that either we've never done before or nobody we know ever does it. And see, I was raised Baptist, and I'm very, very, very grateful for my foundation in the Word of God because of being raised Baptist. But we most certainly did not dance in a service or even at home. And one time when I was doing this restoration prayer ministry that I do, for a 6 3-hour session with a lady that was Baptist, the Lord told me, he said, now during the break, I want you to get up and dance to me. And so, you know, I'm saying, Lord, you know she's Baptist. And the Lord says, and you know I'm God, okay? So I wasn't trying to show off. I didn't get in her face. I kind of got off to the side of the room. I put on a nice dancing song, and I danced out of love to the Lord. She didn't make it real obvious that she was watching me either. But the end of that 3-hour session, you know what she told me? She said, my back is healed. My back doesn't hurt anymore.
Amen.
So I think a demonstration of obedience to God is worth a whole lot more than an argument defending obeying God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Yes. Yes. That's a blessing. You're blessing me. Thank you.
Well, God likes to stretch us. He likes us, likes it when we choose to believe him instead of just our traditions. He likes it when we're willing to step out in the water. And that's what grows our faith. And, of course, then it's a new starting point. You've already accomplished that. You've learned that it's important to dance unto the Lord and why. And then the Lord says, I can take you to another stretch. I call it stretching.
Woo-hoo. Yes.
Amen. Okay. Have
a
good night.
I was just wow. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I think he has fun stretching us, former Baptists. But
yes.
It's not just the Baptists, but watch out, guys. Okay.
Amen.
Let's see if I can go a little bit longer. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to get a swig of this lemonade and see if that helps. Oh, me. Thank you for praying. I just appreciate it so much. Now, I see area code 310 is back on here, so will you allow me to just check with her and see if she had something else? Area code 310, did you have another?
Well, I had just gone back in because when I was talking about the importance of prayer ministry and what a gift it had been on my spiritual journey and how helpful your books were as I needed to go back over some scriptures and ideas of God. But I was cut off. My phone died. And
right.
So I put one just to come back. But other than that, I didn't have anything to say. I don't want to take up the time.
Okay, dear. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. I'm learning to label each one of these so I know who I've ministered to. And I think I have one or two more on here. We don't have it like a definite time that we end. It's we just wait on the Lord and see how many people he wants to talk to, right? Okay, here we go. Area code 858. What's your name and city, please?
Hi, Carlotta. My name's Carla. I'm from San Diego, California.
Ooh, another Californian. Have you ever called in before?
I have a long time ago.
All right. Yeah, I don't remember. Now, I have this gift of forgetting, which is a wonderful thing. Because even though I have ministered to some of you several times, I don't remember what it was. You know, so it makes it easier for me to listen to what God's saying now.
Amen.
Would you like to make a comment, ask a question, have prayer or prophetic ministry?
Prayer, prophetic ministry as you are led, please.
Okay. You know, the way I say it, it makes it sound like you can't have all four, but you can.
Thank you.
We have time tonight. A whole lot of people are getting ready for school to start again. you know, they're winding up their summer or coming back into town. And so we've, you know, we've had, I guess, less than a dozen tonight. But hallelujah. That gives my voice a little break. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. We just thank you that you know everything about us and you not only love us, you like us. I thank you, Lord, that it's just a pleasure for you to see how we're growing and maturing in you. Oh, I thank you, Lord, that you're just so pleased that you you are right there watching us all the time and living through us to help us to fulfill your plan. We can make our plans, the Bible says, but it's you that directs every step. And we thank you, Lord, that you have a purpose and that we weren't designed in a haphazard way. And there may be things that we were tempted to think you didn't do such a good job on me, Lord. Why couldn't you make me as smart or as attractive or as strong, you know, as somebody else? But, Lord, we repent of that, and we choose to believe that you have designed us in a way that we would be perfectly designed, just perfectly designed for the plans and purposes that you have for us. And even though the Lord says, I may move you from place to place, it's not haphazardly. It's still in according with my design for you, my design. And the Lord says, as you submit yourself more and more to my will, you will just be amazed, amazed how the battles at the last season have prepared you for the giants in the coming season. And the Lord says, I've heard your prayers, and I have already signed off. It's kind of like when the president writes these directives, you know. The Lord says, I have already signed off on answers to everything you have asked about. Sometimes my answer is different from what you asked for, but it's better. It's always better. It's always better. And whatever you have pictured in your mind, it's either from me or if it's not from me, I have something better. And the Lord says the enemy has wanted to steal that from you. He wants to steal that from you so that you will be in doubt and you'll wonder, well, I know God's in control, but I don't know if I'm going to like it kind of thing, you know. But the Lord says, remember to ask bigger because what I've got for you is better. And I keep thinking of this one thing, Paula, this example I'm supposed to give you. Now, some of my friends may think I'm nuts because I've been believing that God's going to expand our ministry and give us a big house for it. I had no idea how big till just recently, I think. Now, he still hasn't absolutely paid for it and signed it over to us. So there's still a wonderment in my mind of exactly where it is and what it is. But I'll tell you one thing for sure. In the last 5 years or so, as we've been looking, and we know God will confirm it when we, at the right time, or it might be that he'll confirm it when somebody else is ready. Or, you know, in this economy, maybe he'll confirm it when the economy is better. I don't know. But this I know. About once a month, I find another house that's even better than all the rest. And I think to myself, whoo, I'm glad he didn't supply the money before we found this house. This is so much better. And every month or two, I say the same thing. And God says, I know. I know. But he brought to mind even, what is it, John 14, when God says, I've prepared a place for you, a mansion. He says, of course, that's in heaven, but he says, if it were not so, would I have bothered to tell you? I am preparing a place for you. And so whether we're talking about a physical home, a position, you know, an assignment, an opportunity, whatever it is, Carla, I want you to just keep reminding yourself, God has already prepared the place for me. And say, Holy Spirit, you are the great orchestrator of all things. And I thank you that whatever divine appointments I need, whatever connections I need, whatever funding I need, etc., you have already designed it, and it's your pleasure to show it to me a little bit at a time. It's kind of like the Lord has put many gifts out for you, and while he doesn't let you open them all today, you can see that they're there, and he's just smiling, and he's saying, I'll tell you which day to open each one. But the point is, they're already there.
Wow.
There's absolutely nothing to worry about.
Thank you so much.
What does that mean to you, Carla?
Thank you so much. Well, about 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with cancer. And very close to when I was diagnosed, I got let go from my job in a kind of bad way. And and so I had nothing to fall back on. And it was a rough time, but then God gave me a blueprint for something he wanted me to do. And he said that he didn't want me going back to work. Well, I couldn't go back to work because I was so sick. But long story short, he miraculously cured me from cancer. And, ever since he has been providing for me without me working while I'm doing what he told me to be doing. But it's been a very rough time at the same time, and a lot of it because my faith needed to grow, and I wasn't used to not working. I wasn't used to, like, just depending on him for everything. So everything that you're saying is exactly straight on what's going on in my life, what's been going on. It's so encouraging. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. I just want to say something, just 1 second here. I want to say I have already prophesied to everybody that has hit the number one saying that they want ministry. So if you are wanting ministry, call in immediately, or if you're already on the line, push number one so that I'll know that I'm not done yet. But Carla. Oh.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. What a testimony you have.
It's been amazing. Praise
God.
It's been, the best of times, the worst of times, but the best of times, that's even so more.
Is there anything else you want to say?
Just thank you so much for this. Thank you for this word. And it was so encouraging because I have doubted myself a lot of times. The enemy has really worked against, like, me knowing that I heard from God, that I'm in the right path, and just, like, really worked at make me double-guess my ability to hear from God. So just hearing even what you said to other people throughout the show has been so encouraging to me.
Thank you, Jesus.
So everything tracked perfectly, and it was such a blessing. Thank you so much.
Well, I want you to call back anytime, and you can give us more and more testimonies.
Absolutely.
Many people would be terrified if they had what we call a terminal diagnosis. But instead of a terminal diagnosis, you've got an eternal Jehovah Rapha, our healer.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Now, some of the callers now and listeners, they're going to go back and listen to your word and see, what did God say to her? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And yes, somebody's wondering right now, they're wondering, you know, if God prophesied it to one of these listeners tonight, can I receive it too? And I would say God is no respecter of persons, unless it's just very, very specific, like your husband said this to you this morning or something, you know, unless it's very specific, yes. God is no respecter of person, and you can, anything that's biblical, anything that lines up with the written word of God, you can receive it as well when God says this is also a fresh word, a rhema word for you right now, right here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And guess what? As I was praying for her, my voice got better. And
thank
James
God.
Says,
praise God.
As you pray for others, you yourself are healed. Maybe the secret is I need to talk for like an hour before I get on the radio or something, because now that my voice is kind of warmed up. Oh, too bad we only have one more person. But thank you, thank you. Big hugs, Carla. I hope
thank
that you
so
you
much,
will.
Carlotta.
Keep me informed. Call back next week.
I will do for sure. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. I hope all of you will invite a friend. You see how it goes now. And I ask people if they could relate to it, not because I'm insecure. I've been doing prophetic ministry since 1992 or 3. I think my confidence is in the Lord. But I want you to know, uh-oh. Let's see. Oh, here's one. I thought I had one left. I want you to know I have never found anybody yet that asked for prophetic ministry and God said no. Now, I have had people that I asked God if he had a word for somebody and they were so rebellious that he didn't give me one, but I've never known of him to turn somebody down who was asking. So that's the key, right? We have to ask the Lord, be receptive, not resistant, be receptive. Amen. Let me see if I have ministered to this person yet. Area code 724, what's your name and city, please?
I'm Suzanne Utz, and I'm from Westchester, Pennsylvania. And
Suzanne.
I wanted to make a comment. Yeah, how are you? How are
I'm
you,
good.
Carlotta? Good.
I'm good.
You sound
Go ahead.
Better. Your voice has come back. I wanted to make a comment that while this has been a blessing to me this evening, I got home a little bit late and I saw the message on my phone and I popped in. Didn't know how to work it, so I sat for a long time. Didn't know I had to push one, so I finally figured that out. And but so many things that have been prophesied for other people and said for other people just touched my heart. And when you said that you can receive it, I'm standing here with my arms up in the air. Thank you, Lord, I receive. What I wanted prayer for was I made a mistake today. I got something on from my daughter about this man that is, there's more than one, there's a bunch of them, from January 6th who have been arrested and they're being held without bail in Washington, D.C. jails and held in solitary confinement. And the guy in question, his name is Jake, his family was asking for people to send him cards, letters, whatever. He's not allowed to have visitors, but he is allowed to get mail. So I mailed him a note and with a tract in it, but I put my return address on it, which the card is already gone. It's in the post office and gone already, but it occurred to me later, and a friend said to me later, oh, you shouldn't send anything with your return address on it because you don't know who arrested him and what, you know, they might come after you. So I need prayer for protection. I'm a widow, and I live by myself. So, but that's what I needed prayer for tonight, and I'd like prophetic ministry.
Okay.
I'd really appreciate that. Okay.
Not to worry, Suzanne. Even those of us that have done years of prison ministry like I have, and it was all of my ministry was in a men's prison. For some reason, they trusted me, and they let me go in alone. And I taught there every week forever, it seemed like, over a year. Mm-hmm. And then we moved to Pennsylvania. But there are rules like that that are wise and they're for our safety, but the Lord knows how to protect you even so. And so tonight, Lord, we just receive your protection. You have set up your mighty
yes.
angels, which are assigned to assist us. And they can assist us in so many ways. And I just know, I see it right
yes.
now in my spiritual life. Whoever receives that envelope will be detaching that return address from the card or whatever. There's no way they're
yeah,
going to
hallelujah.
Do that. There's no way that's going to happen. So we thank you, Lord, that they are strict about mail. And we thank you that I even thank you that if Suzanne is someone that you want to do the letter ministry in the prison, that she will not be barred from that, that they won't get an attitude and say, don't let her in the letter ministry. She didn't know what to do. She put a return address on it. Ha, ha, ha. I pray, Lord, that wherever you want her to go, that she will be able to go. And you will protect
yeah.
her no matter what. And I thank you. I just see very big angels at your house. And they're not there just because
thank
of this.
You,
they're there because of who you are, who I've called you to be, what I want to do through you. And the Lord says, you're an expression of my heart. That's all we need. You're an expression of my heart, my unconditional love. And Lord says, you don't have to figure everything out. I will do that. And just be glad. Just be glad that I chose you and put my heart of compassion in you. And be glad that greater are they that are around you than could ever be sent against you. Just like, you know,
amen.
When the guy that was being mentored, what was his name, Gehaziel or something, when he was asking the prophet all these questions, and the Lord, and the prophet just said, Lord, open his eyes so he could see. And finally he just saw that they were surrounded by armed angels. And so, Lord, show
yes,
us.
Lord.
Open our eyes, open our ears so that we
yes.
can see how ridiculous it is that we would ever believe the devil's lie that we are either alone or we're helpless or we're weak or that the devil has surrounded us. Show us, Lord, greater are they that are around us. And I pray that even through this experience, which Suzanne thought was a mistake, through this experience, it will be a turning point in her life. And she will know that she knows, even in my mistakes, the Lord is teaching me more. He's strengthening me. He's giving me more wisdom. He's increasing my confidence in him. He's increasing my faith so that I can know that no matter how imperfect I am, he's already got me surrounded by angels and protected. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord says, I've put that assertiveness in you, too, that would speak up when others do not. But because your tongue is so powerful in me, the Lord says, just be that much more, not worried, but that much more submitted and confident that your tongue is such a strong weapon in my kingdom, the Lord says, that you have to be ever so much more not worried, but submitted. And every word,
okay.
not only do you want me to say it, because the prophetic person knows one thing, if they know anything, are not supposed to say everything they hear. In fact, we probably should only say about 90% of what, 10% of what we hear, and the 90% we pray.
Okay.
So, first of all, we don't have a great burden to try to deliver every insight and revelation that we are given. We ask, am I supposed to pray it or say it? Or in your case, mail it.
Okay. Yeah.
But the Lord said, I'm not trying to hold you back. It's just that only about 10% of what discernment I give you will I want you to deliver. And then just say, how do I deliver it? You know, to whom, where, when, how? Knowing that it
okay.
is, we are in a major war. In fact, I'm surprised I didn't even get on this subject tonight. It took your question here to even bring me near the subject. But yes, in the spiritual realm, at least, and many times in the physical realm, we are in World War III. And if people don't know that, if they think I'm trying to be sensational, I am not. It's just because you don't know what's going on. There's propaganda that comes out over the you know, the fake news, and that propaganda is keep us programmed. I mean, the Bible says it. There will be great delusions. I am not making this up. But all the more reason, we want to be sure that everything that comes out of our mouth is truth. Everything that comes out of our truth, because it's hard enough for people to discern the deception and the delusions from the truth as it is. So I would say the Lord has you call in tonight so that we could just, I think we're about to end up here, it looks like, so that we can end up owning our responsibility to discern the truth and only speak the truth, because there's enough confusion out there already. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord. Anything else, Ben?
Just a little bit of prayer that my discernment would be sharper, because I recognize that I have had some problems discerning. I've trusted people and then really found out that they weren't what they claimed to be. And I'm trying very hard to get rid of any static keeping me from hearing God's voice. And with the COVID shutdown, I refused to deal with fear. I just wasn't going to do it. Even my family doctor said to me when I went for a checkup, well, how are you doing with the shutdown? I looked at her and said, what shutdown? I refused to be fearful. And
okay.
That's given me some time.
I want to say two or three things on that.
Okay.
Number one, I have been very vocal with my opinions regarding COVID, but the Lord cautioned me today again because some people that I love dearly are sure that they have it, and it's not because of sin in their life, I guarantee you.
Right.
And the Lord says we remember to have every response that we give seasoned with compassion, because his ways are past finding out. In fact, you know, some of us in the past have had mild cases of it, I believe, just to give us natural immunity. So we are not here to tell anyone about COVID. We're not here to, and here's another tough one, even like you brought up some of the most outstanding legislators, congressmen, senators, et cetera, that have been arrested. We are still not here to be judgmental. To be prophetic is the opposite of judgmental. Well, when you're prophetic, you can see, but the way I like to say it kind of jokingly is it's with a telescope, not a microscope. A critical person want to use a microscope and look deeper and deeper into this person's life, seeing what dirt they can see. That's not really the heart of the prophet. The prophetic person does want to know enough, like you say, to know what's going on right now and how to carry themselves and the heart of God in it. But we want to look more often with a telescope. And what does that mean? That means that we want, our heart is to hear God's heart for that person, no matter how wicked they seem to be. We want to hear the plans and purpose that he had for them, you know, if they would repent. Or we want to hear their assignment so that we can help them have a vision for the mission God's giving them. And if there's absolutely no help for an individual, God, that's his place to tell them. He doesn't ask me to tell him, there's no hope for you. I ain't talking to you because there's just no hope for you. But we need to pray people that are being arrested and even prosecuted or executed. And we need to pray for their families, because the burden of shame you know, of, you talk about being deluded or deceived, the burden of shame of all these family members, because a lot of people don't know what I'm talking about, but there are, I'm going to say hundreds just so I don't blow their socks off, okay? There are
thousands, I know what you're talking about,
of people that are going to be arrested and prosecuted and some even executed before this cleanup is over. And so I don't mean to be political. What I'm trying to do is help you to receive, see that when God answers our prayers to drain the swamp, those are real people that are going down. And why? Because a whole lot of people sold their souls to the devil, and when they did that, they sold themselves to the New World Order. And if you don't know what that is, you can just start, you know, perusing backwards on my Facebook. You'll find quite a few things, but if you go on my Facebook and at the search bar at the top, if you type in my name, Carlotta Waldman, and then put NWO, New World Order, something like that, you'll start coming upon the pages and the posts where I have tried to give people an idea of what's going on, because when the Bible says there are going to be many antichrists, I'm telling you, we're there. We're there. And when the Bible
says we are,
that we are not supposed to be ignorant of the wiles of the devil, because some people think, well, I shouldn't be reading about that. No, the Bible says don't be ignorant. We need to know how to pray. But that's another subject for the other night. And if you look, by the way, on Blog Talk Radio here, if you want to search my archives, the way you do it is you have to do two things. First, you type in Crosswalk Talk, and then you type in the topic, like New World Order. If you don't put Crosswalk Talk, then they're going to bring up 14 million, you know, programs from other people. So you have to put my name in, Carlotta Waldman, and then put like NWO or New World Order, and then you'll come up with several programs where I've explained these things, because it's been going on forever. But I thank you for being brave, Suzanne. I thank you for be an expression of God's love to some of the unlovely. And I thank you for doing that instead of being judgmental. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
So I just want to
try to do it with a kind heart.
Except for the grace
sorry,
of God, there go on.
Oh, amen. My mother used to preach that to my brother and me when we were kids. So that's a good reminder. Yeah,
well,
thank you so much. Everything tonight.
Okay.
Everything tonight. Everything tonight has been a blessing. Thank you.
Okay. Well, it looks like we're going to be turning in a little bit early. And I thank those of you that prayed for my throat and we won the battle. Amen. And I'm going to just pray for you that during the week, I'd like you to ask God who he'd like you to share this program with. It's not all the programs, you know. I'm going to do it more now, but there have been a lot of programs where it was like an hour of teaching and then an hour of ministry. This is a rare program that it was almost all prophetic ministry. So this would be an ideal program to share with people if that's their main interest, if they're not sure if God still talks. Maybe they were like me and they went to a prophetic church for months before they were sure that this was really God. So this would be an ideal one to share. And you don't have to make up their mind for them, or you can just share it on your Facebook and just say, check this out. What do you think? You know, you could be, you know, just very casual about it, but give them a chance to check it out. Give them a chance by going back. This will be in the archives within 20 or 30 minutes, and either tonight or tomorrow, just hit share and share it on your page so that people will have a chance to hear the voice of the Lord and discern it for themselves. And I guarantee you the Holy Spirit will be faithful to give a witness to his words. Because they're his words that we're prophesying, right? But he's going to give a witness, and they're going to go, you know, I'm going to have to change my mind about this prophetic ministry. That sounded like it was God to me. Hallelujah. So we thank you, God, that you love us with an everlasting love. You've always got something to share with us. I thank you for inviting us into your kingdom, and that you have given us insights and revelation and wisdom and the power of the Lord to be your witness. And I'm just going to play a song here at the end. I've got some pre-recorded. But tonight, just for old time's sake, I'm going to end up with Vicky Yohe's I Just Want You, because that used to be the theme song of this program many, many years ago when I first began. I forgot if that was 2010 or whenever it was. But let's just worship a minute, okay? Let's don't rush off. Maybe as you get ready to sign off tonight, you can just sing along with Vicky Yohe, I Just Want You. Thank you.
I could have fortune and fame, go anywhere, do anything, but oh God, I just want you. I could search for earthly things to satisfy my every need, oh God, I just every day. I just